It's time for Douglas County Real Estate Update, presented by Oregon Life Homes on News Radio 1240, KQEN.
And this morning, Aaron Cherry, a broker at Oregon Life Homes. In the world of real estate, there is always a lot going on, a lot of complexities. What do you want to address this morning?
It's great to be here with you, Kyle. You know, this morning I actually wanted to do things a little bit different. I wanted to circle back around and pick up a topic that we left off with last week. So I'm not going to talk about, you know, stats and details and interest rates because there hasn't been a whole lot that has changed in that regard. And I don't really want to beat a dead horse every week and just talk about the same thing every week. So the topic I wanted to pick back up on this week was the idea of making financial and housing decisions with the long-term perspective. And this is applicable and good for anybody, whether you're thinking about buying a property or selling a property. So we want to talk about the real life application of, like, what does that mean? Like, what does that look like to make a good decision that's going to serve you well for the long term? I know, Kyle, that you've talked about, you know, you and your wife and your housing purchases over the last decades and how it's served you well, I believe. But you haven't been, to my knowledge, very speculative in your decisions. You tried to make a good decision. You've held it for many, many years, and it's treated you well. Is that right?
Yeah, we actually bought our house 31 years ago, and right before we had our first child, which, don't do the math, but decided to just stay put based on location, a lot of other factors. And one of the things as well was to, though we could have gone up in price, that gave us money to do other things.
Right, exactly. So there's a lot of benefits to homeownership. And so for most people, you know, no matter what the market is doing, Kyle, it's that most people's lives, they carry on. So the day-to-day fluctuations, the volatility doesn't really have an impact on most people's lives. You know, babies are born, people die, folks retire, get fired, people get married, divorced. And so that usually, those life experiences are what drive their decisions to make financial and housing decisions. And so it's out of that experience, the day-to-day that we have, that you want to be able to make wise decisions and not be overly risky or speculative in your decision-making that way. And so, you know, recently the market has gone up and up and up, right? Now we're at a point where it's pretty much plateaued, and we may be in for a time where it decreases for, you know, it's cyclic the way that these markets go. And so what I'm encouraging people to do is that two things. If you're a buyer, you want to buy a home that you think you can stay in for at least 5 years, more like maybe 10 years, and you'll be able to ride out whatever's going to happen. From a seller perspective, you're going to be getting the best price probably right now that you're going to get for a while. You know, there's a lot of smart people on both sides of the scenario that say the market's going to crash or the market's going to pick up and keep going. So this is just my perspective and, you know, seeing what I can see on a broad scale. What we do know is that debts are a big, big deal, whether it's personal housing debt, whether it's state debt, whether it's national debt, okay? We all know those scenarios. And Americans overall, you know, our credit cards are at, their balances are at all-time highs. Our savings rates are at all-time lows. And that probably is a reflection of a couple different things. But inflation is probably worse, and it's a experience that most people have. You know, go to the grocery store, now fuel prices are going up again, so people are tapping into their savings. And so what you want to do is look at your scenario specifically, your family, and realize this is the real cost of what's happening, and then make decisions based on what's going to be best for your family and not necessarily what you see in the day-to-day snippets of you know, the news and what they say. Is because the news and pundits and politicians, they all have a reason for what they say, and it may or may not be the truth per se. And so you just need to think holistically about your perspective as a family and then make those decisions based on that. And don't bank on the market going up and up, because that's that's speculative. And if it doesn't, you don't want to be hamstrung at the end, you know, in a couple of years and be underwater and have a problem where you can't make your payments. If you lose your job, you know, you're going to be able to make your mortgage. So those are all considerations that you need to take into account. And it's a much lengthier conversation for sure when you sit down with people and get into the nitty-gritties. But those are all factors you want to take into account when you think about your whole scenario.
And, you know, going over periods of the past few decades, I mean, we had a uprise in the prices in the early 2000s. And right before the housing bubble in 08, 09, a lot of folks that bought then found themselves 5 years later looking around and going, gosh, my house is worth 25% less now.
For sure.
And so suddenly that $400,000 house was a $300,000 house, and then you really needed to ride it out.
Yep. I mean, we had problems with lending back then for sure, where if you earned $50,000 a year and then your house was appreciating $100,000 a year, they would put on their loan application that they were making $150,000 a year. And then people were buying homes anticipating that they would go up in value because they thought, what's the problem? If it goes up and up and up, I'm making money and I'll sell eventually. And there were people that had multiple homes, and that was extremely speculative at that time. Now, obviously, there's things in the lending world that have changed to where people can't do that anymore. But the human nature is still there, and people still make bets and speculative decisions that are risky. But the killer thing is, you don't want to make a decision or make a bet that will just annihilate you financially and set you back years and years and decades. And there's people now that are just now recovering from bad financial decisions that they made 15, 20, 25 years ago. And you just don't want to do that to your family.
Well, and you really have to look at what payment you can afford, you know, and comfortably afford. You know, sometimes I've known of cases where people went too high, and suddenly they have this great high-end house, and they can't afford hardly anything else.
Yep, yep, exactly. And, you know, adjustable rate mortgages, there was a lot of them back then, and they're more 30-year loans now to where they're not going to be as volatile that way. But there's a lot of other factors. For example, real quick here, home insurance. The cost of home insurance in Oregon has historically been the lowest in the nation. That is changing. Due to wildfires and other natural disasters just across the nation, insurance companies are losing their shirt, and they're increasing their prices substantially, their premiums. They're also becoming extremely picky on what homes and properties they're going to insure. And so it's going to be difficult to get insurance, and you need to be proactive about that when you're going to be buying a home. Work with your agent, make sure you get quotes from multiple different providers, and make sure you secure insurance when you come to the closing table so you're ready.
Yeah, and I think both of our homes, they went up a bit, just paid both of those recently, and it was definitely up a little.
And when we have a wildfire like we have locally here in Taiyi, insurance companies will have a moratorium to where they won't even issue insurance while the wildfire is going on. So those are all moving factors, and the costs abroad are all increasing. So you need to be very thoughtful about how you make your financial and housing decisions.
So how does somebody address, I mean, this is for most people, it's the biggest investment they're ever going to make. Some people do it lots of times. Some people do it once or twice in their life. How do you dial through all these factors and know you're making the right decision?
Well, you sit down with someone who's done it before and someone who has your best interest at heart. That might be your spouse. That might be some family member. It might be your real estate agent who can sit down and have an intelligent conversation about that. My perspective and many of my colleagues is we want to look at the holistic perspective about your family. If you are earning X amount and your housing payment is going to be 40, 50% of your income, we're going to encourage you to buy something cheaper or more affordable for your scenario. So we don't want to, we're not just chasing the commissions. We're here to help people make wise financial decisions as it pertains to housing.
All right. How do folks get a hold of you?
They can look us up online at theorinlife.com. They can also call us directly at 541-391-4945.
All right. Aaron Cherry, broker at Oregon Life Homes. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you, Kyle.